the arts.
Just when you thought Prague couldn't support another special film event, think again. In roughly 2 weeks' time, the Kino Svetozor in the city center will host the Manhattan Short Film Festival, known previously only in the U.S. for allowing up-and-coming filmmakers to get their work seen by wider audiences than they were used to before. The festival selects 12 international film shorts, awarding the best director a chance to make a feature film of his or her own. Not bad. The festival's founder, Nicholas Mason, started it all on a street in Manhattan 9 years ago, and over the years the festival spread across the U.S. and now appears for the first time in Europe. Marika Lay is responsible for the screenings here in Prague, and this week I had a chance to ask her how she and a magazine she works for got involved.
I was contacted through an email, actually, through our website. And it was this guy, Nick Mason, and he was saying, "I love what you're doing." He's Australian. So he asked if we would be interested in participating in representing Prague. And why I think it's important that Prague is a participant is it has a really rich film history and film culture. This is an international voting event and screening event, which I think it's the first time something has happened on this scale internationally simultaneously. So it kind of fit in with our paradigm of crossing borders and like we're all just one world. And also, Czech would get pretty bitchy if they didn't participate. You're too apathetic about it.
In the past, a jury used to choose the best film, but no more. Now, audiences play the deciding role. How's that for a refreshing idea? This year at venues in 9 countries in Europe and at theaters in the U.S., viewers will ultimately decide the winner themselves. Marika Lay, once again.
In the past, they recruited avant-garde celebrities like Eric Stoltz and Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins and Laura Linney and stuff. So they were the ones that were the final judges. I think that the fact that they've moved it over to the public and the general public as opposed to, the upper echelon strata of people, the celebrities, was really important. And I think that made it more tangible and approachable and viable for the public as being participants as opposed to going to see something that was chosen for them. The fact that we're even like being able to like have Prague and Czech Republic, like the opportunity to be in the vote, I think is the first step.
Could you tell me why some countries have an abundance of locations? For instance, Finland. How did that come about?
Yeah, Finland just called me this morning and woke me up saying they didn't have enough posters. And I was like, I thought it was only one. Because the countries were more into the idea. Like, there's many different locations in London. There's many different locations in Finland and a few in Germany. But they were more, they bit the bait.
Still, if Prague proves a success, Marika envisions spreading the event to still other art theaters in other Czech cities. She needs to see first if there's enough fertile ground. On the other hand, she's happy with Kino Svetozor.
It's perfect because we did an event at other places that didn't have that kind of built-in audience that cinephiles and like love seeing films in all forms, whether they're boring or not, or interesting or moving or action films or something. This is an audience that they're the bohos, ones that are more open to it. We've done it in other places where it was like pulling teeth to get people in there. And yeah, it was a beautiful day too. That sucked.
What do you think about short films as a format, personally?
It's what I call short attention span theater. And I went to school for conceptual art and performance art and video in San Francisco Art Institute. And that was something I learned early on, is that if you want to get your message across, you have, with a video, you have the first minute to, get people in there. So it's a more like a hybrid art. MTV kind of started this a long time ago with the short attention span and like 3 minutes. You get 3 minutes to put your word across, and you can.
So what kind of short films can audiences expect? Most certainly polished productions, although in this kind of event it's always difficult to gauge preferences and taste. Some of last year's were very well made, including one short titled Adventures in Nude Modeling. But films might not appeal to everyone. This film was about a rather over-the-top drawing instructor, a terrified student, and a beautiful nude model caught up in their own small universe.
Only the elite graduate from this institution. Prove yourselves worthy.
As for this year, Poland, Ireland, and the U.S. are among countries represented in the selection. Here are a few titles to give you an idea. Cigarette Box. Hollywood Photos of Katie Mills. Who I Am, What I Want. Among the snappier blurbs in the pamphlet that might catch your eye, I teach screenwriting. My oldest student, who is 85, gave me $2,500 and said, make a movie with this. Or, it's actually based on a nightmare I had. Or, I always had an interest in dentistry. The streetwise graphics and lettering on the posters aren't particularly refined, but then are obviously aimed at a younger, more carefree audience with a few hours to pass the time. In terms of business, Marie Calais was set on bringing it to Prague and getting the printing, for example, done here.
I wanted to do it here, and I was asking, I wanted interns from certain film schools to do it, or, you know, or AVU or something like that. I wanted to keep a lot of the production here. We did do most of the printing here, actually all of the printing. So there's 10,000 posters, flyers, and programs that are going out, more than 10,000 each. The money came into the Czech Republic, which was, I thought was pretty, you know, important.
As for the overall winner, I asked Marika about that too.
They get a budget for a feature film to do a feature presentation and budget production, like staff and cameras and the whole nine crew.
The Manhattan Short Film Festival will take place in Prague towards the end of September. Details are available at the festival's website, easily found on the internet. In Prague, films will be subtitled in Czech, and some will feature English titles as well.